Well, good morning, everyone. I don't know, it seems that the Iowa nights seem to be shorter than the Northern Winnipeg. This is a little bit later on in the evening, but it's very good to be with you folks, for sure. Well, I think that there's probably maybe a few that are still going to be arriving, but we can start Sunday school. It's time for the little people here, and start by singing some songs and out of the Let's Sing About Jesus hymn book. Perhaps somebody has something that they want to start with, the very first shirt.
Number 14.
Did I tell you that if you give out one, you have to start it?
No.
No, you don't. I don't do that to you. No. Number 14.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock. Behold, I stand at the door and knock, knock, knock. If any girl hear my voice, if any boy hear my voice, and will open, open, open the door, I will come in.
That's a great one to start off. Okay, what is your name? Sorry, what is your name?
Elliot,
that's right. Okay. 101, okay. Elliot with 101. Another one where we get to stretch our arms. Okay.
What is the ocean? High as the heavens above, deep as the deepest sea is my Savior's love. I was so unworthy, still am a child of His care. His word teaches me that His love reaches me everywhere.
Oh, yeah, that was fun always when you're younger. Get to hit the person beside you. I know. It's fun, but it's a wonderful thing to sing about the Lord Jesus, about His love, and learning more of His love and experiencing His love. Another one. Oh, yes, okay. And your name is?
Elaine.
Elaine, okay.
Jesus, my Savior, to Bethlehem came. Born in a manger to sorrow and shame. Oh, it was wonderful, blessing His name. Seeking for me, for me. Seeking for me, for me. Seeking for me, for me. Oh, it was wonderful to see His name. Seeking for me, for me. Jesus, my Savior, on Calvary's tree, in the great death and my soul He set free. Oh, it was wonderful, how could it be, dying for me, for me. waiting for thee, for me. Oh, it was wonderful, how could it be, waiting for me. Savior shall come from on high. Sweet is the promise as weary years fly. All shall see him descend from the sky, coming for me, for me. Coming for me, for me. For me, for me. Oh, I shall see him descend from the sky, coming for me, for me.
Yes.
104.
After this, I want those who are first to just be ready to say the verse if you'd like to. Okay, number 104.
Yield not to temptation, for yielding is sin. His victory will help you some other to win. So do, would ever to Jesus, he will carry you through. Ask the Savior to help you, comfort, strengthen, and keep you. He is willing to aid you. Some evil companions have languished dismay. God's name hold in reverence, don't take it in vain. Evil up all errors, kind hearted and true. Jesus, he will carry you through. Ask the Savior to help you, comfort, strengthen, and keep you. He is willing to aid you. He will carry you through.
Just pray to ask the Lord to help first and foremost. Father, Father, we are so thankful that thou hast expressed thy infinite love to this poor world in giving thy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to be our Savior, to be our kinsman redeemer, lover of our souls. And so, for this short time ahead, God and Father, we beseech thee for help, that we might make words plain and clear, that even the youngest might understand and guide us and direct us by thy Spirit. We give thanks for this opportunity and this blessing. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior.
Now, do you remember the verse off of the Messages of the Love of God, or do you have your own verses?
That
verse right there. That would be this one right here. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, who would like to volunteer to say their verse?
Nobody learned it.
Pardon me? Nobody learned it. Okay. Okay. Well, I think that perhaps we could say it together. Would that be okay? I'll say it first once, okay? And then we can say it together. And even the older ones. Well, no, let's leave it to the younger ones as well. All right. It's a short verse. But it's a wonderful verse. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Romans 7:13. So whosoever shall call upon the Lord shall be saved.
Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Romans 10:32.
Learn fast.
No, I memorized it before.
Oh, you did? Okay.
I memorized it a long time ago, but I didn't know what the verse was this week.
Oh, okay. Well, you have a good memory.
Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Romans 10:32.
Sorry, your name?
Chad.
Pardon?
Chad.
Yes. Thank you. Oh, you've got two people stretching really high. Oh.
That's it. All right.
Elaine, sorry. Good. And did you want to say
yes or no?
Whosoever
shall call on the name of the Lord
shall be saved. Cheers. Oh, one more. Okay. Are you ready? Okay, let me get down here quick. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Excellent. Very good. Very good. Anybody else? Not sure whether that was a... Okay. I won't put anybody else on the spot. Well, you know, I asked your names, and I'll tell you my name. Not that that's important, but it's nice to be able to call each other by name. My name is Bob, and I live in Winnipeg, if you remember. That's in Canada, eh? Yeah. Yes,
Yes, she does.
Indeed. Okay, I want to talk about something this morning, and I want you to think about a few thoughts, and I want to these words. Maybe I'll just mention them. They're maybe a little bit hard to understand, but I'll try and explain them. So, I want you to think of the word authentic. Okay, does anybody have any idea what that means? Ben?
Genuine.
Mm-hmm. The real thing. Yeah. And you know, in an ancient language, which our language is based upon, it's the language of Latin, authentic comes from the same root word or same beginning word as author. Okay, an author is somebody who starts something, okay? And the other thought I want you to think about is choices. And we had that before us last night in the gospel, was choices. And also getting the right information. But the choices is, and we had a theme running throughout yesterday, was choosing the better. And actually, I'd almost want to say that It's the best, even more than better, and that would be the Lord Jesus. Well, let's think about those things. Then we have authentic or genuine or real choices and getting the right information. Now, unbeknownst to me, when I began my trip down to Winnipeg with Mrs. Miller, I had some plans to replace a... I ordered a part for my vehicle. I knew that there was a little bit of problem with my vehicle. The wheel bearing on the back driver's side was a little bit loose. And you know, I have some experience with automobiles, and I like to be able to... I like to be able to, if I can, fix my own vehicles. It's, I enjoy the challenge. And so I had ordered a part, and I had it delivered to a place in the United States, because I found that I can get parts less expensive than in the United States for whatever reason that is. And this there's a particularly good savings on this part. And so I had ordered it, and I talked to and I phoned up this place that supplied these parts, and I talked and told them what kind of vehicle I had and what its options were, and he said, well, you'll need this part. And I said, great, you know, how much is it? And I paid for it, and I gave him the address to have it delivered to, and I thought, all was set, it was good. And I made plans, and I even, before I left Winnipeg, I made sure, because to be able to do something that, to do a repair on a vehicle, what do you need to do repairs?
A big wrench and a big hammer.
And if the wrench isn't big enough, a bigger hammer. Yeah. Yes, that's right. I didn't bring them all in with me, but I had it because I knew how to do this job. It was it's not terribly difficult. But I stopped by, picked up the part, and drove down to Minneapolis. We stayed overnight in Minneapolis on the way down here. And in the morning, well, we waited for the rain to pass. And in the morning, when the sun was shining, I got up and got the tools out, went out to the vehicle, and here I was in the parking lot of La Quinta Inn up in Minneapolis, and I was changing the rear wheel bearing. It was pretty straightforward. And so I got the tools out and got the tire off and got the wheel bearing out and pulled the brakes apart and so on to get at it and pulled the old part off and I checked it out. It's needing to be. It's not critical, but it just needs to be repaired. So I pulled up the new part and I put it up to the vehicle and guess what? It was the wrong part. It was the wrong part. Now, you know, but I'm thinking, why did this happen to me? Well, all things happen for a good reason. You know, when we receive things from the Lord, when things happen, you know, even though they may not be pleasant, these things happen to us for a reason. The Lord wants to teach us a lesson, and maybe we can help others with a lesson too. And so, guess what? The wheel bearing story is your Sunday school lesson, and here is the wheel bearing. Now, you know, I knew how to do the work. I knew all the right things. I knew all the tools that I needed. I had the knowledge to do that. But I was missing something. I was missing the right part. Now, when you look at this part, who wants to come up and... Or I'll just bring it. Oh, yeah, okay. Future mechanic. All right. Oh, okay, it's heavy. Okay. Now, does anything look wrong? Does anything look wrong to you about that part? It looks pretty good to me. Well, what do you see wrong with it? Oh, that's just a protector. That's okay.
This is Angel Buffalo?
No.
Bolts are missing.
Well, the bolts are, you can look really long and hard on this, but there is actually nothing wrong with this part, except it doesn't fit my ideas. It's the wrong part. It just simply... Now, interestingly enough, this part... You know, One of the hymns that we sung was Making the Right Choices. That was the sense of one of the hymns that we sung, was Making the Right Choices. Now, this part will actually fit my vehicle. It'll work, so to speak, for the short period of time. It's not the right part. It's not the authentic part that I need. And the reason being is that there is a shield missing. This is for an all-wheel drive vehicle. Mine's only a front-wheel drive vehicle. And there is a shield on my vehicle that keeps dirt from getting into the bearing and getting into the brakes and so on. And if I had made a choice, a wrong choice, and said, well, you know what, I'm just going to use the part anyways. I don't care. I don't care if it's left. Just going to use it. You know what would happen? It would be a failure, and without warning, and it could mean that the person in the vehicle might lose their life because the wheel might be off, and it would be a terrible thing. Sorry, did somebody have a question?
Ask the question.
Oh, okay. All right. What were your thoughts?
I was going to say the wheel was going to fall off.
Good for you. That's exactly what would have happened. So, there's a couple of verses that are really helpful for us here in this, is that authentic, the real thing. Let's look in our Bibles to Acts chapter 4 and verse 2. Verse 11. Who has the verse? Who would like to read it?
Yeah.
Oh, Keith, you're always a good volunteer. Very good. Do you want to read it? Yes.
11 and 12.
Oh, that's chapter 4 and, sorry, and verse 12. I'm sorry, correct. Thank you.
Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name, none other name under heaven given among men, whereby you must be saved.
That's pretty clear, isn't it? The Lord Jesus, in making choices as an example, there is a verse in Isaiah chapter 7 where it describes the Lord Jesus that he knew how to refuse the evil and choose the good. You know, I think that's such an important thing, is that I was faced with a decision. The wheel bearing isn't what you would call evil, but it could cause a real serious problem if I used the wrong one. I could have used it, but it would have been a real problem later on. And so, learning to know how to look at the wheel bearing and see that there might be a problem is refusing the wrong thing and choosing the right thing. And that's what the Lord Jesus wants us to do. But first of all, it is understanding that the Lord Jesus, there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. There is, and how wonderful God is to make it so clear to us that there's no choices. It's not like a test or an exam where you have multiple choices. There's only one choice. God made it very, very clear for us so that there's no misunderstanding, and he's made it very clear in so many verses that there's no other name whereby we must be saved. No other name. Now, some other thoughts here on this is, let's look in, I was talking about this bearing, that it needed a shield on here to protect. Let's look at another verse that sort of gives us something, that says something about that. In 2 Samuel 22, Second Samuel chapter 22, and verse 2. Verse 2 and 3. I'm thinking especially of the middle of verse 3. Who would like to read that for us? Ben, how would you like to? Can I volunteer you, Ben? Are you okay with that? Would you like to? Yeah.
Chad.
Pardon me?
Chad.
Oh, Chad, I'm sorry. I got the name completely wrong. Thank you for correcting me.
And he said, "The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. The God of my rock, in him I will trust. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my high tower and my refuge, my Savior, that saves me from violence."
And, you know, let's read verse 4 as well.
I will call on the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies.
He is my shield. He is my shield. Well, that wheelbarrow needed a shield to be able to be preserved and to be the right part. And so, he is my shield, my protector. Another verse that we have in John 13. John 14 and chapter, or sorry, 14 and verse 6. This is some more clear things for us, so that there's no, you don't have to worry about making a mistake. Okay, keep going. Want to read this one?
Verse 6. Jesus said to him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. And the life, no man comes into the Father but by me."
Good. You know, when I thought I had all the information right, when I was talking to these people about ordering the part, I thought for sure that it was the right part, and that the person I was depending on, that person on the other side, to have the knowledge to choose the right part. But you know what? They didn't look at the right information. They didn't get the right information. I told them what I needed, but they didn't look up the right information, or they misinterpreted the information, because there was a number of different options about the vehicle, whether it was all-wheel drive or front-wheel drive or anti-lock brake systems and so on and so forth. And so it was complicated. It was. They needed a specialist on that other line to be able to find the right part. But how wonderful that God is to us, to not make it complicated. God does not want to make the salvation complicated at all. He wants everyone to be saved, to come to the knowledge of the truth through the Lord Jesus Christ. To get on that train that we heard about last night, that train of truth. So, that's a little story for us, and there's some other applications for this too, that even when we get older, is that the enemy of our soul, Satan, presents to us a lot of counterfeit things, imitations, and choices that seem to be right for the time, or they seem to be right for just the moment. But the Lord tells us that that there are pleasures of sin, but they will only be for just a moment. And they are not, those pleasures are not lasting. But the Lord Jesus came in, wants us to have joy, and that our joy might be full, and that we trust in Him and be happy in Jesus. So we can be, we'll be presented with all kinds of imitations, and in fact, for sure, at this day and age, there are people that will say, "Well, Christianity, it's just the same as any other religion. They all the religions just want to teach us to, they just want us to be good and to be kind to one another." But that is wrong. That is an imitation. That is a counterfeit. That's a lie. Because God, in His mercy, has said to us that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That beginning point where God wants to make it extremely clear to us that we have a need. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And then God clearly points to the man Christ Jesus as the only Savior, the only name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. No counterfeit there at all. No imitation when we listen to the right information and we look at the information. Just one further little insight about things is that when I called back about this wrong part, I called up on the internet the information on the computer, the internet. I called up on the information and started looking at the same information as to what this parts assistant or the specialist was looking at. And I said, I see what the problem is. There it is. My vehicle is only has only this option, whereas you gave me the part for this option. And so, don't take your mom and your dad and your aunts and uncles and grandmas and grandpas love you very, very much. There's no question about that. But look into the Bible and read, we can see this right as we to the point where we can begin reading, we can start to see for our own eyes the truth that God gives to us. That we don't need to trust anybody else about things because somebody else might lead you the wrong way, but you can look in the Bible and you can get that clear guidance where there's no question because God's word endures forever. It is the main answer. And so how wonderful it is that even for us and for those who are younger that we can refer to this wonderful love book that for God so much wants to teach us things about ourselves, what we need, and what's the right thing for us, so that we can have eternal life. That is the wonderful promise that God has given to us. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that wonderful. Well, that's my little calamity. I know I've talked about some other things in the past years, but these things happen to us for a reason, for a purpose, and it's a great to be able to talk about these things and share these things and learn. So, most of all, know the Lord Jesus Christ, know the love of God, and have that joy, and be able to rejoice and enjoy fellowship, and then you can go on to do the things that God would want us to do, the way Jesus Christ would want us to do, and that is to be kind to each other, to do those things, to show hospitality, and to have good language and good behavior. Those things come after. They're not. The Lord Jesus and Christianity, as we call it, is not like any other religion out there that somebody might try to tell you is the same. This is the genuine love, the story of the love of God toward sinful men that we might be saved. Let me see if we have a little more time to be able to sing a few more. There's a few more that have come in this morning. And perhaps they have something to sing. There's like one person. 44. Start. Okay.
When I read that sweet story of old, when Jesus was here among men, how we call little children as when to its fold, I should like to have been with him then. That his hands have been placed on my head, that his arms have been thrown around me, and that I could see his kind look when he said,
I wish that his hands had been placed on my head. You know, they'll have a wonderful moment with the Lord Jesus, the soon coming Lord Jesus, that we will be with the Lord Jesus. So that is his promise, just as the promises that we have read in the Bible. Those are his promises too, that we will be with him forever and we'll be able to enjoy him. But, yes. I think so. That's a good one.
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me, he who died, heaven's gate to open wide. He will wash away my sin. Let a little child come in. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me still, when I'm very weak and ill. From his shining home on high, he will watch me where I lie. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me, the Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me, he will stay, close beside me all the way. If I trust him, should I die, he will take me home on high. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so.
I think
think we, well, maybe we do have. Do we have time for just one more? Which one would you like to see? A certain man. What was his name? What was a certain man's name?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
A certain man of whom we read, who lived in days of old. Though he was rich, he felt his need of something more than gold. Oh, yes, oh, yes, there's something more than gold. To know your sins are all forgiven is something more than gold. It happened on a certain day, this little man was told that Jesus soon would pass that way with something more than gold. Oh, yes, there's something more than gold. To know your sins are all forgiven is something more than gold. Find a tree above the crowd so that he might be whole. That blessed one with power to give and something more than gold. Oh, yes, there's something more than gold. To know your sins are all forgiven is something more than gold. The Savior came along the way and saw him in the tree. Then calling to him, Jesus said, I must abide with thee. Oh, yes, there's something more than gold. To know your sins are all forgiven is something more than gold. So, he obeyed and soon he found the half and not been told. The blessing Jesus brought to him was better far than gold. Oh, yes, there's something more than gold. To know your sins are all forgiven is something more than gold.
Well, Zacchaeus felt his need. It says in the first, though he was rich, he felt his need. The thoughts that I wanted to share with you this morning was the idea of authentic or real or genuine. And the Lord Jesus Christ is real, genuine. He is the Savior. And the other one is getting the right information and assuring yourself of the right information. And we have read verses that assure us that we have the right information, that we do have the need, all the sin and deserve the glory of God, and that God has given us a Savior. And His name is the only name in the Bible. The only name. No other choice. And then, in having received the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior, then desiring to serve Him and being a blessing to others and making right choices, refusing the evil and choosing good. And those, and with those things, those simple things, we can have joy as a result of having a blessing in our lives and a blessing to others and to our Lord Jesus Christ. Let's go. God the Father, we're thankful for these thoughts this morning and for the circumstances that would give this story to be told. We are thankful that God has loved each one of us here. And we think of the younger little people here this morning, that this is a time that is special for them. And we pray that the words spoken have been clear to them and that they might be
mature in their hearts that the Lord Jesus Christ is their Savior, that they have received Him, and that they have promise of eternal life. So we give thanks for this blessing, for this time, for Thy Word that we can look into, be assured of, read, have confidence in, and for the Lord Jesus Christ, who has loved us, who has laid down His life for us, that we might have eternal life. We give thanks for this wonderful truth, and for this wonderful time together. Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior.